From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Oh, poor John, you're so sick. Why, you're delirious.
Where am I? Where am I? Am I in heaven?
No, dear, you're not in heaven. You're with me.
That's my trouble. Why of all...
There, there, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Young man, how is it I find you kissing my daughter? How is it?
How is it? It's great.
What? Why, I'll give you just 2 minutes.
There, there, there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rose, Orville Sharp, played by Sheldon Leonard, Obie Cates as clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yukakis.
Well, I better start writing up the menu for today. Let's see, the first thing I put down is the date, November 4th, 1945. 15 cents. Nah, I won't charge him for the date. Say, what do you know? Here it is already November. Time for me to change the tablecloths again. Boy, a year sure goes by quick. Just think, in just 3 more weeks, it'll be Thanksgiving. Say, I better order some turkeys for Thanksgiving. But it's a funny thing. My customers just don't be crazy about turkeys. They like chicken so much better than squab. I better get some ducks instead of goose to stuff the veal. Well, this is Dumby writing up the menu for today. I think instead of calling it a menu, I'll call it a bill affair. No, bill is a little too personal. I'll call it William affair. Yes, William affair, that's much better. Let's see, William is B-I-L-L. There. Now, what could I put down? Maybe I could serve a baby lobster. No, that's no good. A baby could never digest a lobster. I got it. I'll give him cheap beef. There, cheap beef, 10 cents. No, it's too cheap. Instead, I'll put down a beef stew, 45 cents. Then I'll fill up the menu with usual stuff like ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, New York steak, sea lamb steak, tenderloin steak, roast beef oysters, and the shell of filet mignon. Now I take a pencil and cross out all those things. Boy, did I get rid of those in a hurry. Now I just write down no substitutions and I'm all ready to do business. Well, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parker. Oh, I see you've taken my job typing up the menu.
Yeah, Betty, I had some extra time, so I thought I'd do it. You know, you'd do enough around here anyway.
Well, you better let me see that menu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Park, you didn't have to cross out all these things. We've plenty of ham and bacon and steak and roast beef now.
Hey, Betty, you're right. You know, I forgot. For the last 4 years, I got in the habit of crossing everything out. I can't get used to having all that food again.
Well, Parky, things in the restaurant business are getting back to normal, aren't they?
They sure are, Betty, you know. Even the customers ain't polite no more. Do you know what a customer had the nerve to do yesterday?
What?
He paid his check, and when I wasn't looking, he sneaked out without washing the dishes.
Well, Parky, from now on, people are going to demand more and more service, and the man who gives the best service is the man who's going to get the business.
You're right, you know. Remember how it was in the gasoline stations during the war? Boy, was they sore if you just came in to spend some money.
Well, you know, it was very hard for them to give service because they were so short of help.
Yes, but you know, all that has changed now. This morning I went into a gas station before I could tell them what I wanted. One fella started wiping off my eyeglasses. Another fella started to shine my shoes. They asked me if I wanted my pants pressed, and if they would have let them, they would have baked me a cake. Was I embarrassed?
Well, why?
I just came in to wash my hands. Imagine what would have happened if I had a car. I bet they would have given me a bath.
Hey, Parky, that's an idea.
I should take a bath?
No, you should get a car.
Car? Well, huh? Betty, I never had a car in my life. Tell you the truth, I don't even know how to aim one.
No, Parky, what I mean is this. Now that we can get food, we should install a delivery service. That'll increase our business. We can deliver food all over the city.
Say, that's a great idea, Betty. You know, and I got a great slogan for that, too. I'll print it on the side of the truck. We cook the food. You tell us where to go. Now, Betty, maybe they will. It's no good.
Well, I'm sure, Parky, that we can double our business here if you just put in a delivery service.
By George, you're right, Betty. Where could I buy a car now? You know, the new cars won't be out for maybe a year.
Well, buy a second-hand one, Parky.
A second-hand car? Oh, I'm afraid to buy a second-hand car, Betty. I don't know nothing about cars. I couldn't even tell if they had fresh air in the tires.
Well, Opie Cates will go with you. He knows a lot about cars. He studied cars from top to bottom.
I guess mostly the bottom. He told me he was run over a couple of times.
Well, anyway, I'll call him. Opie! Say, Opie!
What do you want, Betty? Hi, Parky.
Hello, Opie.
Well, Opie, I wondered if you'd be good enough to go with Parky and help him buy a used car. He wants it to make deliveries.
You know something? You came to the right man. I'm an authority on automobiles.
You are?
Why, in the last 10 years, I've worn out 200 cars.
You wore out 200 cars? How could you own so many?
I didn't own them. I worked in a parking lot.
Well, Opie, look, who do you suggest that we buy the car from?
Well, let's look in today's paper.
Yes.
I got the paper right here. Oh, here's a swell car, Parky. I don't think you can buy this one.
Why not?
It's erected.
Yeah. Opie, you can read the comic some other time. Let's look at the ads.
Okay. Gee, just look at this list of used car dealers, Parky.
Yeah.
The laughing Irishman, the smiling Armenian, the chuckling Frenchman, the grinning Englishman.
See if you can find one who ain't so happy. You're not buying a used car, ain't no laughing matter, you know.
Parky, here's just the man for you.
Who is it?
The crying Australian.
The crying Australian? Let me see that then. Special today, with every car you buy, we'll give you positively free of charge a beautiful, genuine leather first baseman's mitt.
That's the man we want to see, Parky.
You're right, Opie. Any man that'll give you a first baseman's mitt shows he wants to play ball with you. Okay, Opie, let's go over and see the crying Australian. We'll buy a car.
Betty Rhodes and I'll Buy That Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. And flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro. Home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that
right, Toppy. There's the used car lot across the street, the Crying Australian. Let's go over there.
Okay.
Say, look out, Toppy. That car's going to hit you.
Why don't you look where you're going, you big hammerhead?
There, Opie. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Oh, it's Bob Williams. Say, Bob, you almost killed Opie.
Oh, gee, I'm terribly sorry, Opie. I guess my mind isn't on my driving today. You know, as a matter of fact, I was just stopped by a traffic cop for speeding. What a tough guy he was.
Tough, huh?
Yeah. He said, pull over there, let me see your license. And I said to him, now, look, Bub, you can't talk that way to me. Now, just take it easy, because I want you to know that you can always get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold, especially today. But you won't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Say, Bob, you sure did tell that cop who to get off with, didn't you?
Yeah. You haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah.
I just looked him right in the eye and said, now, see here, officer, I'm going to call a chief of police and tell him that to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
I bet that brought him down, didn't it?
Well, it sure did. Then I said to him, now, look here, Mr. Policeman, I know my rights, and I know I'm right when I say old gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco. That's for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's old gold, so try a pack first chance you get.
Say, Bob, I bet that cop will be careful who he stops next time, huh?
Yeah.
What finally happened?
Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, I have to be in court. Come on, fella.
Shut up. Come on, Opie, let's go across the street and see the car in Australia. Say, Opie, there's a lot of cars over there. I wouldn't know which one to pick out.
Oh, leave that to me, Parky. I know all there is to know about automobiles.
You do?
I guess that must be the Crying Australian standing over there. That fellow with the inner tube in his lapel.
Yeah, I guess that's him. Hey, pardon you, mister. You're the Crying Australian?
That's right. I'm the original Crying Australian. I started crying years ago.
Say, looking at these cars here, I don't blame you for crying.
Say, mister, did you ever sell cars over on Broadway?
No, no. You're thinking of my brother, the sobbing Syrian.
Say, your whole family is miserable, ain't they?
Yes, my boy, we're the most miserable family in town.
I say, well, I'm interested in buying a car that I could make deliveries in, you see.
Oh, well, then, you can use any of these cars. How do you like this car here? Ain't it a beauty?
Is that a car? Never seen a car like that. What make is that?
That, my boy, is a Dilapid 8.
A Dilapid 8?
Yep.
Poppy, you know all about cars. What year is it?
1945.
This is a 1945 car?
Oh, the car. I thought you asked me what year it is now.
I'll answer that question, boy. This car is a late 42.
1942? 1842. Oh, you're kidding. They didn't have automobiles in 1842.
I know it. I know it. That's why this car is worth a fortune. It was invented before automobiles.
I don't like this car. They got something else?
Hey, Parker, come over here and look at this car. Yeah. This looks like a good one to me.
Say, your friend does know cars, doesn't he? Why, that's the best car we have in the lot.
Is?
Yes, just sit in that car. Open the door, son.
Okay.
Hey, that door needs a little oil, doesn't it?
Sounds like it needs a new flint, too. I must say, it's a nice door.
Yeah. Well, don't stand there holding the door in your hand. Put it back in the car.
Say, how much is the car?
Well, I'll tell you. The ceiling is $65.
Only $65? Okay, I'll take it.
Right.
Yes.
Now, we have a few little extras on the car.
Extras?
Yes. That's going to run you into a little more money.
Now, what kind of extras?
Oh, steering wheel, motor, windshield, exhaust pipe, battery, gas tank, a few little things like that.
Those are all extras. What about the four wheels?
Oh, you want wheels.
Yeah, I figure wheels is good to have in case you want to go someplace.
Well, like I said before, the ceiling price, mind you, is $65.
Yes.
But with all these extras, it comes out to exactly $1,146. How would you like to handle the payments? Do you want to start and have your children carry on after you're gone?
My children?
Yes, that's our easy payment plan.
That's the easy payment plan.
That's it, exactly. You just give us $50,
yes,
and we guarantee that you will pay on that car, not for years, not for life, but forever.
All right, here's your $50.
Thank you, sir. Now, just sign these papers and the car's yours.
Yeah,
by the way, just a moment. There'll be a small additional service charge of 50 cents.
50 cents service charge? What's that for?
That's for pushing the car off the lot.
All right, Toppy, let's get in. You take the wheel.
Okay, Parker, here we go.
Say, the car runs smooth, don't it? You can't even hear the motor.
Motor ain't going. They're still pushing it. Hey.
Good thing we're going downhill, Hoppy. This will give us a good start. They're okay. Start the motor.
Okay.
Hoppy, what was that noise?
Nothing. I just stripped the gears, that's all.
Strip the gears? Why did you strip the gears?
That's how you cool off the motor.
The car stopped again.
Well, look, Parker, I'll get out and give the car another push. You take the wheel. Then when you get it started, I'll hop on.
All right.
You ready, Parker? Let off the brake now, and I'll push you.
Okay. Hoppy, it's rolling too fast. Hoppy, what do I do now? How do I stop it, Hoppy?
Parker, wait for me. Parker, put on the brake. Put on the brake.
Which one is the brake? Oh, almighty, there's a car parked in front of me at the bottom of the hill. I'm going to run into it. I better blow my horn. Car, get out of the way.
Parky, are you all right? Speak to me, Parky. Are you hurt?
Hoppy Cates, you're the best musician that ever lived. I'm going to raise your salary.
Well, the man's delirious. But don't worry, I'll take good care of you, Parky. I'll take you to a cheap hospital.
Oh, Hoppy, you are my friend. It's so nice of you taking me to a hospital. And someday soon, I hope I can do the same for you.
Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play I Don't Care Who Knows It.
Has Parky returned?
Well, no, he hasn't, but I don't know what's keeping him. Opie and he went out to buy a used car.
Well, I hope he picks out a good one, Betty. You know, nothing can irritate you like a bad automobile.
Ah, but if Parky becomes annoyed, Bob, I know how to calm him right down. Hmm? All I gotta do is say, why be irritated? Light an old goal.
Very well put, young lady. You know, Betty, the other day a friend of mine asked me, what do you mean by that popular slogan, why be irritated? Light an old goal. Why an old goal?
Well, you knew how to answer that, didn't you, Bob?
Well, I sure did. I simply told him, to give you extra smoking comfort when you need it, the old goal folks go to extreme lengths to give you a superior cigarette. To the last detail, only the finest is good enough.
The finest has been associated with Old Gold for a long time, hasn't it, Bob?
Yes, Betty, it began almost two centuries ago, way back in 1760, when Pierre Lorillard started his tobacco business in a little stone mill on the Bronx River.
Oh, and that little mill still stands, doesn't it, Bob?
Yes, and so do the ideals that created it. For you see, Pierre Lorillard had a passion for details. In every detail of the products he sold, he gave more than the smoker expected. And Old Gold keeps faith with its honored Lorillard quality code. It isn't content with its selection of the world's choicest tobaccos. It adds another detail, another refinement. Its touch of Latakia for extra flavor and richness.
Well, Bob, it's easy to see that the Old Gold people are particular about getting out the finest cigarettes.
Well, you're right. For instance, they're not satisfied with ordinary moistening agents, so they add a special humectant, apple honey. Another refinement to make Old Gold your comforting friend. So when we say, don't let little annoyances get you down, we mean just that. For real smoking relaxation, try a pack of Old Golds today.
Hey, Bob, you know something? I guess if you're not smoking Old Golds, you're not smoking the best.
Very well said, Betty. Well, say hello to Parky and Opie for me, will you?
Oh, yes, I will. Gee, it's time they were getting back. I hope they're all right. Hope nothing's happened to them.
Hoppy, what happened? Where am I?
You're in a hospital, Parky.
A hospital? Tell me, is it a boy or a girl?
I think you'd better go now and let your friend get some rest.
Okay, nurse. Take good care of him, won't you? He's my closest friend, and I want him to have the very best. Money's no object. I don't care if this takes every nickel he's got.
Well, don't worry. He'll be all right.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'll see you later.
Nurse, tell me what happened.
Now, you just lie there quietly. The doctor will be here in a minute.
Is he a good doctor?
A good doctor? Why, he's the greatest doctor we have in the hospital. He's an eminent diagnostician, a renowned pathologist, a respected scientist, and a famous surgeon. I'll call him. Yes. Hey, Stinky!
Oh, have I got a fine doctor.
Well. So this is our little patient, eh?
Say, doctor, tell me, am I going to be all right?
Now, you just lie still, my good man. Nurse, may I see the patient's chart, please?
Here you are, doctor. Doctor, you're looking at a copy of Esquire.
Oh, yes, the chart. Temperature, 109, pulse, 7. Why, nurse, this man is dead.
Dead? I am not dead.
Who are we going to believe? You're the chart.
Let me get out of here. There's nothing wrong with me, only my ear hurts a little bit, that's all.
Your ear, nurse. Let's examine the patient's hearing.
Yes, doctor.
Now, sir, I'm going to ring a bell, and I want you to tell me how many times you hear it.
Yes.
How many times did you hear that bell?
Twice?
That's awful.
That's terrible.
Now, just a moment. I'll put a drop of oil in each ear. A drop for the left ear and a drop for the right ear. There. Now, tell me how many bells you hear.
Go ahead, ring the bell.
Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with your hearing. Now, nurse, let's leave so our patient can get some rest.
All right, doctor.
Oh, well, I think I'll try and take a little nap. Oh, my, I wonder who that could be. Come in.
Hi, hello, Mr. Pakiakakis.
Oh, it's Orville Sharp, the salesman.
Right. Congratulations. Yes. I just heard the wonderful news.
What wonderful news?
I heard you was in an accident and was almost killed. Am I correct?
Correct.
Hey, boy, you're going to collect plenty on this. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that.
It's a cinch. There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about it?
Why, sure. All you got to do is go to court and sue for damages.
Go to court?
Why, Paz, you got a wonderful case, and I'm here to help you.
Now, look, when you get into court and tell your story to the judge, you got to have witnesses. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
Okay. Who are you buying your witnesses from?
Witnesses? You have to buy witnesses?
Why, sure. Did you ever hear of a case without witnesses? Of course you got to buy witnesses.
But that wouldn't be honest.
Look, you want to win this case or do you want to be honest? Look, I represent the company called No Matter Where It Took Place or When It Happened, We Saw It Incorporated. Witnesses furnished for all occasions.
See, that's a new one, buying witnesses.
Not only do I sell witnesses, I sell judges, too.
You sell judges?
Why, abso. You want to spend... You want to spend $250? I can furnish you with a judge to hear your case. He's great. Only got one ear.
What's so great about a judge that only got one ear?
He'll only hear your side of the case.
Look, I don't want to go to court. Nothing happened to me. I don't want to sue nobody. Besides, it was all my own fault.
What do you mean, nothing happened and it was your fault? I'll tell you what happened. I'll build up a case for you. Now, where'd this accident take place?
I was driving on a lonely road in Pas Medina.
You were standing on a corner of Hollywood and Vine.
No, I wasn't. You see, I was driving on a lonely road in Pas Medina.
It's against the law to drive on that road in Pasadena because it's a one-way street. Now, where were you?
I was standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Am I correct it?
Correct it. Well, what happened? Tell me in your own words.
Well, I was going across the street.
You was already halfway over.
I didn't realize that.
Realize? Hey, that's the craziest talk I ever heard in my life. Realize. Well, go on. Tell me what happened.
What happened? I can't tell you what happened, but I'll tell you what occurred. Just then, I seen a car coming.
Nah, you didn't see nothing.
Didn't? Well, the man blew his horn.
He did not. With no warning, he knocked you down. There's no doubt about that, is there?
Well, there's no doubt about that, because after I was knocked down, I jumped up, you see.
Well, you jumped up. You couldn't move. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
Now, you was hit from the back.
No, I was hit from the back, then I was hit from the front.
The back and front? Were you hit by two cars?
No, it was the same car. He went back and forth, back and forth.
Wait a minute. Where was you all the time?
Under the car.
Atta boy! Is your skull fractured, I hope?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't get my head under the wheels.
Why not?
He was going too fast.
Well, that's all I need. Hey, boy, we got a case. Too bad you couldn't get the license number of that car. Then you could collect $20,000 like breaking sticks.
$20,000?
Why, sure, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I never realized that. But wait a minute, I forgot to tell you, I did take the license number of the other car. Here it is, 18R-678.
Hey, this is great. Let me mark that down, 18R-678. Wait a minute. Move over in that bed. That's the number of my car.
Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. And now this is Bob Williams saying goodnight for old gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parkey's.
National Broadcasting Company.